With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. An outgoing University of Montana vice president who was hired to increase the school's enrollment says he's concerned the wife of University President Seth Bodner is seeking confidential student information on behalf of a consultant that has offered to help recruit students. Tom Crady says Chelsea Elander doesn't work for UM but has asked university departments for student data. Emails obtained by the Missoulian indicate Elander asked for whatever information was permissible, including transcripts, grants and scholarships, family income, religion, and social media information. In a statement released today, the university's Office of the Commissioner for Higher Education says it's supportive of Elander's efforts to improve enrollment and points out that safely and securely using broad data trends is common among universities throughout the country. According to the statement, no specific student information is involved. UM legal counsel Lucy France says the campus has not given any data to the Messina Group, whose CEO graduated from UM and led former President Barack Obama's 2012 re-election campaign. Jim Messina is a friend of Elander's and offered his firm's help in boosting enrollment free of charge. UM's enrollment has dropped nearly 30% since 2010. Bodner didn't renew Crady's contract, which expires in June. Montana U.S. Senator John Tester has built a huge fundraising lead over the Republicans hoping to challenge him this fall. Campaign finance reports show Tester raised $2 million in the first 3 months of 2018 and had $6.8 million in cash on hand. At present, that's 5 times more cash than the combined Republican primary candidates who have released Federal Election Commission reports. The University of Montana today revealed preliminary plans to eliminate more than 50 faculty positions in order to bring its budget into balance. Edward O'Brien has more.
The university calls its proposed recommendations a strategy for distinction. That strategy includes the possible loss through attrition of 51.5 faculty positions over the next 3 years. It also recommends retooling at several of UM's colleges and professional schools and an update of its administrative structure. UM President Seth Bodner says the plan that's been 2 years in the making is aimed at nothing less than
a reshaping of the University of Montana to best meet the needs of our students and of the state.
UM's enrollment has dropped nearly 30% since 2010. Since the university's budget is directly tied to enrollment, this means it must identify millions of dollars in savings over the next several years. The Modern and Classical Languages and Literatures Department bears the brunt of this plan, with the potential loss of 7.5 full-time equivalent positions. Seth Bodner stresses these are only preliminary estimates and cautions people against jumping to conclusions.
You'll see numbers that align with specific disciplines. Those don't align with specific people, because people that might be within one program could teach in another discipline. These reductions are going to happen over a 3-year period, and we expect a large number of these will happen through natural attrition.
Four of the plan's 14 preliminary recommendations would update UM's administrative structure, such as combining student affairs with the Office for Student Success. One proposal calls for replacing 23 department heads in UM's College of Humanities and Sciences with 10 division or department heads. The entire plan can be viewed on our website, mtpr.org. University administrators are hosting feedback sessions on it through April 26th. Bodner says final recommendations are expected to be issued sometime next month. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A group called Free and Fair Montana is urging voters to oppose the so-called bathroom ballot initiative that would require people to use public restrooms and locker rooms that align with the gender on their birth certificate rather than the gender by which they live and identify. The group launched their campaign against I-183 in Billings today. Zuri Moreno, an executive committee member for Free and Fair Montana, emceed the launch.
We will not accept any form of discrimination veiled in the pretense of public safety that compromises our ability to live our lives freely and to feel safe in our communities.
Free and Fair Montana is made up of a coalition of Montana organizations, including Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. The launch included speakers like Michelle Grabe of Belgrade, who is the mother of a trans child.
We don't want to jump up and find ourselves in a situation between a mama bear and her cub, and Initiative 183 is right there in my family.
I-183 made headlines last fall when the ACLU of Montana challenged the language of the ballot proposal, saying that it discriminated against transgender and gender nonconforming Montanans. The Montana Supreme Court ruled that the ballot proposal did require further clarification and was subsequently revised. The initiative has not yet received enough signatures to appear on the 2018 ballot. Those signatures are due June 22nd. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Glacier National Park is recommending that the scorched dormitory of the Sperry Chalet be rebuilt in its original footprint with its original walls. Sperry's dormitory was badly burned in the Sprague Fire last August. The rebuild is designed to reflect its original Swiss chalet meets rugged American West style with a few critical updates, including seismic bracing, fire-resistant materials, and code upgrades. Park proposes two phases for construction, beginning this summer and wrapping up next year, barring unforeseen cost considerations, conditions, or events. Trails near the construction area will remain open, as will the toilet facility at Sperry. During construction, the park estimates between 350 to 520 helicopter trips and between 65 to 120 pack trips will be necessary to transport more than 200 tons of building materials to an on-site crew of 12 to 25. The environmental assessment that outlines rebuild considerations and alternatives will be available for public review for 20 days. Comments are due May 7th. Park staff will hold a public meeting to answer questions and accept comments on Monday, April 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Flathead Valley Community College. More information along with a link to submit a comment is on our website, mtpr.org. A Montana judge who overturned the deliberate homicide convictions of two Montana State Prison inmates has ordered them released from custody. District Judge Kathy Seeley on Friday vacated the convictions of Freddie Joe Lawrence and Paul Jenkins in the 1994 murder of Donna Marr, who was kidnapped from a family-owned casino in Montana City and killed west of Helena. DNA evidence linked a convicted killer to the case. Today, Seeley ordered the men released with conditions. Lawrence has been at the state prison and will live in Missoula in housing arranged by the Montana Innocence Project. He will be subject to electronic monitoring. Montana Innocence Project officials plan to pick up Lawrence at the prison this afternoon. Jenkins has been held at the prison infirmary in Lewistown. He is going to live with his daughter. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.